I was in Target 2 days before Christmas. You can imagine how crowded it was. I mean, it was just busy as it could possibly be. December 23rd, my wife had said, stop on your way home and grab, like, I had like five items. You know, I need a couple of things for little stocking stuffers, little gifts, you know, mm-hmm. I had a couple of little candies. So I was in there, and I mean, it was packed. This is sure. 1 o'clock December 23rd. Okay. So you know how Target is, they have their registers. I'm not sure that I love this. It's like one and then another right behind it.
It's the worst register system in the game, if you ask me.
I don't love it. You know,
they're sort of staggered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're like register
there's
one.
There's a front line and then there's a back line.
And right. If you're caught up, you got to push through somebody.
In the front.
In the front. Right. Yeah, that's I don't
right.
like it.
That's right. So it was so busy that day that as I brought my items to the register, there was a woman from Target saying, next guest, register 5. Next.
Smart, directing traffic.
Yeah, had to. Like you went where you were told. So she told me, register 4. So I go to it. Now, register 3 is in front of it. And I could, if I wanted to, I could pass 8 people sure. to go to register 3. So I'm standing in 4. And she says to me, she goes, guest to register 3. So I'm allowed to pass these people. So as I go to register 3, over here, perpendicular to me, a woman comes down the aisle and cuts in front of me without being told to go to register 3.
Mm.
And she's got 70 items in her cart. I mean, it is packed. And I'm sitting there staring a hole through her. She didn't see me. She just cut in front, but she didn't know. And I thought, who is this such and such to cut in front of me? And I'm standing there. I mean,
she did the right thing. I was told to come here.
Told to come to register 3.
This Grinch.
Yeah.
This
Grinch.
I guess we just do what we want.
Steals my spot. 2 days before Chris, staring a hole into the back of her head now. Okay. I'm just staring at her for minutes. And there's a woman in front of her with a lot of items, too. So we're just, you know, it's just like I'm sitting here waiting. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was just, well, she turns around and catches my eye and she goes, Chris. Jean Marie Buckley. I was like, oh, Jean Marie.
Oh, hey.
Merry Christmas.
You know? I haven't been cursing at you in my head.
I haven't stared a hole through you.
Oh, I'm like hugging her and everything. It's like, what are you doing for Christmas and all this, you know? And she says, everything's wonderful. And I say, well, how's Bob? How's everything over at the Fox affiliate? And she goes, well, you know, now that Neil's got the mountain house, it's work, work, work. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Of course, I have no idea what she's talking about.
Yeah, no. Absolutely. Hey, Jean Marie, can I ask you something? Did you not see me coming along? I was told to get here in this line. I'm 6'7". Nobody misses me.
I move like an elephant. Have you seen the Savannah?
I was wearing all that garb. Yeah. I had just come off the pickleball course, wearing my white hat.
Are we just doing what we want now? Is that lady there, she's running this deal, and she told me to come here.
This is a society. It's 48 hours from Christmas, Jean Marie. She's a wonderful person. But I was thinking all these horrible thoughts about her until she turned around.
If she started trilling Christmas carols, the store would have joined in.
You're texting your son, ixnay on the slider tire slasher. We know her.
Turns out we know her.
Abort.
And then, of course, she goes, well, is it you and Bob? Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
So wonderful. It's so great.